The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLorente. And I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Miss Jade?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for joining me once again for an edition of SmackDown Matters.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure for you to have me on the show.
Exactly. Your gift is a present.
It is.
This is the SmackDown Matters edition of the WrestleCast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast-the-CSPN to find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, all those podcasting apps. Also, check out The Dark Match, the extra content over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. So, Ms. Jade to the Max, we're heading towards Fastlane in 2 weeks. So
I keep forgetting about Fastlane because,
Well, they tried to
It's just like one of those, we don't know what to do, so let's throw this pay-per-view in here.
Well, a couple of years ago, if you remember, they tried to do the no pay-per-view in March thing, but they didn't have enough creative to not have the matches all burned out for WrestleMania by then.
Yeah.
So they had to put this pay-per-view back in there to kind of, I guess, you know, make that transition not as long to go from whatever that February pay-per-view is to April.
Elimination Chamber.
Right. All right. So this is their little speed bump before WrestleMania.
I see what you did there. That's a speed bump.
Road to WrestleMania. I won't ties in.
Mm.
Well, we get a recap of Edge declaring, you know, he wants Roman for the WrestleMania main event for the Universal title. So Michael Cole is in the ring. He welcomes Daniel Bryan. Him and Daniel Bryan have a slight back and forth. Daniel Bryan dismisses him. Then he cuts a promo about feeling like a failure after he lost to Roman in their title match. He says that the WWE brought in a personality consultant and he had the lowest ambition test score that they've ever seen. And they were wondering how he was so successful in the business with his ambition being so low. He said that he's gotten this far because he loves wrestling. He says he's never worked a day in his life in the last 21 years. But Brian says that it's time for him to make a change. They were going to throw him in that tag team match with Edge just because they knew that he would go along with it. They never asked him. Edge never asked him. Roman didn't, you know, ask him, of course. They just knew Daniel Bryan would be the guy that would just roll with the punches. He says, nope, he's not going to do that anymore. He's been putting himself on the back burner, but he's making a change. And it starts tonight with him beating Jey Uso in their steel cage match. And earning a title shot against Roman at Fastlane and beating Roman and being in the main event at WrestleMania. So, of course, Roman and his crew come out. They take so long, they had to take a commercial break. By the time they were back from commercial break, they were in the ring. We get some more pyro. Roman calls Daniel Bryan their underdog who waits for things to happen. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. He says that, you know, he needs Roman and he says that he loves his business, but he says love is done with service, not because you need it. And so Jay grabs the mic, tells Daniel Bryan not to worry about the title, that this is as close as he's going to get. He says Daniel Bryan asked for this cage match, and he's not locking Roman out. He's locking himself in with Jey Uso.
Oh, Lord.
Jey tries a cheap shot. Daniel Bryan was ready. He tosses him out of the ring, then stares back at Roman. Roman looks disappointed, but just slowly exits the ring. This was... Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I ain't gonna lie. I fell asleep once we got to the Ding Dong Show.
Okay.
So I missed the main event. I was gonna try to watch it before we started recording, but my iPad was dead. So did main event Jay disappoint us again?
Listen to the review when we get there and you'll find out. There's no spoilers.
I need a spoiler alert so I can know before the listeners know.
I should have said this in pre-production. We're live now. There's no redos, pal. We're live. That's like Jim Ross told Sid Vicious one time. Sami Zayn, he's after the commercial break.
Sami Zayn is hilarious.
He has a mic. He's trying to air his grievances. He says tonight he and Baron Corbin were proved that last week was just a fluke. Corbin comes out and says they're not friends or tag team partners. He won't team with Sami Zayn tonight, and he says he wants either of the Street Profits in a singles match. So Angelo Dawkins accepts. He says he'll be happy to be in Sami Zayn's documentary. Zayn thinks they're all against him. He said he agreed to a tag team match, not this. You enjoy Sami Zayn?
Sami Zayn and his real world esque documentary crew is quite funny. Listen, Sami is, I like it. Way to not be stale, Sami.
And his constant conspiracy theories.
His conspiracy theories, yes. I love it. Where was Sami Zayn on January 6th, 2021? I'm kidding. I know Sami could not stand Trump. So.
So we get a singles match where Baron Corbin, he got the win over Montez Ford via the end of days with a distraction, pour up, drink up, from Sami Zayn. That was
me pretending to drink drink something for the day. It is 8:28 in the morning. I can't be, drinking that early.
People don't care when they start having mimosas. You can get away with that.
I gotta have a communion first before I go having mimosas. It's the first Sunday of the month.
See, y'all fellas out there, get wholesome woman like that. That's what you need in your life.
Right, right. And she loved wrestling and football. And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And beer and mimosas. And Jesus.
In that one, no.
Just messing. Wait, Jesus come first. Okay.
So Sami Zayn, after the match, she's like, hey, Baron Corbin, I helped you, so you need to help me in return. So they're kind of having a little exchange on the floor back and forth. That's when Angelo Dawkins shoves Sami Zayn off the apron and he hits Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin's like, nah, man, I had enough of that. He's like, you're on your own. And he leaves Sami Zayn alone with Angelo Dawkins. We go to commercial. So we come back and Angelo Dawkins gets the win over Sami Zayn with a roll up with help from a distraction from Montez Ford. Montez Ford got all up in the video and Sami Zayn was like, hey, what are you doing? That's my documentary. And then, of course, Angelo Dawkins slid up from behind with the roll up.
Montez Ford was all in the video like Diddy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Sami Zayn, after the match, demands to know who's behind this and asks one of the cameramen, is he? He wants answers and then beats down the poor intern before heading to the back.
Because he didn't know him. He said, I didn't hire him. I don't know him. Who is he? Man was just trying to get his college credit. He didn't beat his butt.
In the back, Skippy Flippy, a.k.a. Reggie. He has some champagne for Carmella. Carmella says she took a chance on a lowly sommelier who turned out to be a snake who just obsessed over Sasha Banks. Well, she's not having that. She smacks the bottle in the tray out of his hands and fires it.
You know what? They not doing my man's Reggie right. I feel sorry for him.
Well, he's on TV every week.
I know, but he don't be deserved. Carmella don't get to treat him like that. Well, now, Sasha does, but Carmella does not.
Okay. Dominic Mysterio picked up the win over Chad Gable.
He's the load. He's the load
of Chad Gable and the way that he's been teaching Otis, but it has been successful. And Gable now set outside the ring.
Got this.
And Gable showing Otis, let me show you how it's done, but quickly into a deep arm drag by Dominic Mysterio, who's learning, of course, as well from his father, that man, the legendary Rey Mysterio.
Each and every time we've seen Dominic Mysterio in a WWE ring, he's shown signs of improvement. If not learning from his father, he's learning from his opponents. The sky is truly the limit for Dominic with a little more seasoning. But right now, it is Chad Gable's time.
Gable putting on a clinic. Former 2012 Olympian. Chad Gable, one of the great technical wrestlers in the world today.
I'm beginning to think there's truly nothing Chad Gable can't accomplish. I mean, I heard a rumor that the guy, could dribble a bowling ball. He's that talented.
Well, he's done wonders so far for Otis. Let's see if that continues as Gable continues to work on the left leg. Cover now on Dominic, who kicks out at two. As Dominic now fights out, Gable still working on the injured leg.
Oh,
Dominic catches him, though, in the face.
Right across the bridge of Gable's nose.
And the opening now that Dominic may need.
Dominic looking to push the pace a little bit, but
and quell the momentum of the Alpha Academy. Dominic now sends Gable flying. Gable, though, lands on his feet into the corner. Dominic Mysterio. Oh, sending Gable into the second turnbuckle.
Unique offense from Dominic. Yeah, Chad Gable in trouble.
Some of the flashes of brilliance we've seen from Dominic Mysterio. Went for the tornado DDT. Gable able to block. Look how quick Gable is.
Double chicken wing. Beautiful suplex.
Shoulders are now down, and Gable almost had him. And a kick out of Dominic by two. Gable can't believe it.
Picture perfect tiger suplex from Chad Gable. Nearly put Dominic away, but this one still rolls on. Now Gable headed all the way up top.
Gable now top rope, looking down at the legendary Mysterio. Moonsault now lands on his feet.
Goodness.
As Dominic rolled out of the way. And went for the German suplex. Great block by Dominic. Shoulders down, though. Gable had him pinned.
Beautiful counter. Pinning combination by Dominic.
Is it enough to put Gable away? Oh. Got him! What a win for Dominic!
Here is your winner.
Otis came crashing into our announce table. And now Rey Mysterio off the apron. Oh, my goodness. The senton by Rey. And the Mysterios get a little bit of retribution here tonight.
We're getting out of Dodge. It's probably a smart move because the Alpha Academy is not happy.
And a major win tonight for Dominic Mysterio.
This was a pretty good match. Chad Gable is a very good wrestler. And if Dominic Mysterio needs to get some seasoning, he's a good person to get it from. Did Deshaun Watson just get traded? Is that what that was?
Oh yeah, you heard my notification. No, talking about Peyton's last season finale of his show.
Oh.
Marshawn Lynch interview. How do players know when to retire? Nothing yet on Deshaun Watson. I'll let you know.
All right. You know, Chicago Bears may be in the running for that.
You I won't hold my breath. I know my Bears. Have a black man as the face of the organization, though. And we don't have no cap space. Now, if they release Trubisky and Foles, but we don't have no cap. Our cap space, like, last time I checked, it was, like, negative $6
million. Not good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you know.
Because Ryan Pace is an idiot.
But, you know, y'all could always get rid of old Allen Robinson. That'll help.
First of all, he's FBI. They're going to put the franchise tag on him.
Needs to come over to the Washington football team.
But Riverboat Ron can't do nothing with with Allen Robinson. Cap space right now, yes, negative $6.9 million. So yeah. Good job, Ryan Pace.
Yeah, I got some work to do. I think with Washington releasing Alex Smith, our joint jumped up to like $50 million.
They need to release two quarterbacks. Actually, they can get rid of all three. First, second, and third string quarterbacks. Yeah. But anywho, I digress. Don't get me going off on a tangent over here.
Yeah, as you can see, we were very entertained by Dominic Mysterio and Chad Gable.
Well, I fast-forwarded through that match, so...
They got the button. Chad Gable. They got the button.
Because you're not watching on demand. I have YouTube TV, so it just records it so I can skip the commercials. Because to be honest, I just wanted to see Binky and Sasha. That was why I watched.
The microwave edition. Jade to the max over here.
30 seconds.
Seth Rollins is with Kayla Braxton. She was looking really good in this green this week. He says that swing last week felt like forever because it was forever. But the question is, why? Cesaro's never swung anybody that long before. Why did he do Seth Rollins that way?
Because Seth has a lot of fashion violations happening right now. The suit with no shirt, no socks. He's real Miami right now.
That's a 90s R&B vibe. What you talking about?
He just needs a window to look out of with some rainwater falling down it.
That's the Bobby Brown, My Prerogative.
Bobby even had on a shirt in My Prerogative.
Which one is it? The one where they're dancing on the white background and he's got on the suit with no shirt. He's got
Every
on the
jacket.
No, it's a Bobby Brown song.
That is a Bobby Brown song. That's the one. Every Little Step I Take.
Okay, it might be that one then. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what Bobby's giving. But it's strictly.
Look, I am a Bobby Brown expert. I know.
It's straight up Casino, though, like we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah.
The colors definitely. And everything.
Yeah. Is he Sam or is he Nikki? I don't know.
He picks one every week to be. They yeah. alternate.
You're right.
Seth Rollins says, it's because Cesaro is afraid of us who embrace the vision. He says Cesaro wanted to humiliate him and he won't forget that. Buddy Murphy pops into the scene out of nowhere.
Where is he being?
Chilling where Big E told Apollo he should go in catering.
Oh, in catering. Well, he's been eating good.
The two men share a long stare. Then Murphy says perhaps he could assist Rollins with the Cesaro situation. Seth Rollins says, get out of his eyesight. And doesn't even look at him. He's not even looking at him and then tells him to get out of his eyesight. That's harsh. That's cold.
Said he didn't want nothing to do with him. That's messed up.
Not at all.
See what happened when you take off your shirt and your socks? You just think you can just talk to people any kind of way?
Seth Rollins is doing a great job with this character work right now. He's high level heel stuff. So you know the match is going to deliver when he gets in there with Cesaro.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Before he does some shenanigans, you know there's going to be some shenanigans, but up until that point, it's going to be a high-level situation. We're getting another tag team title match at Fastlane between Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks and the tag team champions Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax.
A filler match because we already know they don't know what to do with Shayna or Nia, so they just keep the tag team championships on them.
We're going to talk about that in the aftermath of this show. So I know you got thoughts.
Yeah, I do.
Bianca Belair, the EST, she got the win over Shayna Baszler when she countered the Carafuta clutch into the KOD. Sasha Banks, Reggie, and Nia Jax were all at ringside. So there's a lot of around the ring shenanigans going on. After the match, Reginald tries to apologize for getting involved. Bianca tells Sasha Banks that this is her problem and she needs to handle that. Banks says she will, and she says that Reginald and her are good. Then she slaps a taste out of his mouth and reminds him to stay out of her business.
Smooth out his mouth. See, Reggie's just having a rough day today. Him in that accent. I am just here to help you. Poor Reggie.
In the back, Jey Uso is hyping himself up. Roman wants Jey to understand that if he wins, the title is safe until Mania. But if he doesn't, He'll have to defend it at Fastlane. If Jade loses tonight, he embarrasses not only himself, but their family as well. Jay says he's got this.
Roman said, and he emphasized, don't embarrass the family. I don't care if you embarrass yourself, but don't embarrass the family. But the two are mutually exclusive. So if you embarrass yourself, you're embarrassing the family. And Easter's coming up, so who will be outside eating Easter dinner while everyone else is inside eating Easter dinner? Main event, Jay.
Cesaro defeated Murphy by submission with the giant swing, followed by the sharpshooter. So Cesaro is continuing his winning ways. Good to see it.
I know. I like that Cesaro is finally getting the push. Maybe that was one of the things in the contract when he re-signed his multi-year deal with WWE.
Yes.
Like, don't have me sitting and catering every week.
Reginald.
Speaking of catering.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Reginald knocks on Sasha's locker room door. She just says no. Reginald walks past Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Shayna Baszler mocks his failure, while Nia Jax says, hold up. You see what I see? He's kind of cute. And he's got this look on his face like, oh, no.
They're going to kidnap him. We ain't going to see Reginald no more. I don't know. Maybe he'll play a part in the... No, not maybe. I know he'll play a part in the women's tag match next in 2 weeks.
Yeah. They got something brewing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo Crews cuts a promo.
See? I said speaking of catering.
He's using his accent. He says, people don't like the new Apollo, but this is the real Apollo. A real African-American, and this is how he talks.
That still cracks me. I'm a real African-American, sir. So am I.
He says he just always wanted to fit in, but was never accepted. And he was kept around by fools who just wanted to ask ignorant questions. He's not ashamed of where he comes from anymore. Big E tried to best him, but his ancestors spoke to him and told him to claim his birthright. So he did what he had to do. He knows Big E fears what he's woken up inside of Apollo. He's not asking anymore. He's demanding a rematch for the Intercontinental title, and he promises to leave Big E a broken man for the rest of his life after Apollo's complete and total victory.
Mm-hmm. First of all, he's not going to keep disrespecting Big E like that.
First of all, why did they have to add a spear to this man's?
I saw that too.
It's like, what's really going on here? Really, Vince?
What are we doing?
Really? A spear? The cloth, the Nigerian flag cloth thing wasn't good enough. The two guards in the back to kind of, you know, signify, you know, like Vince, he had
trying,
like,
Vince was trying to, you know, he heard about Coming to America sequel coming out. So he was trying, you know, it was the same day that SmackDown aired. So he was just trying to pay homage to Akeem and them. No?
Okay. I don't like it.
He could have just came out there with the scarf.
Right.
And that would, yeah. But you know, Vince, it's his once a year. He always got to do something crazy once a year. Remember that time when Stephanie was talking to Roman and was talking about bones in the nose? No, see?
Yeah.
So, you know, once a year, he's got to get, you know, that racism starts, you know, his fingers, his spidey senses, the racy senses start going off. It's okay, I gotta get this one out. So.
Yeah, it was definitely overkill. They could keep the two guys, they could keep the scarf, they could even keep the accent. Just leave the spear in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Vince. He's like, they're gonna love this.
just one thing too many.
He does do too much.
In the back, Natalya and Tamina, they're lobbying to be a part of the tag team title match at Fastlane. Adam Pearce and Daddy DeVille are not moved by their pleas. Basically, Sonya DeVille was like, Adam made a different decision. If it was up to me, I would have, you know, let y'all have
Daddy
it.
Daddy DeVille.
So we got. What
does the suit look like this week? Again, I fell asleep. So, does she have on the black suit again?
I think she had on the black. we're gonna end up having like a war games match of some sort for these women's tag team titles eventually, because you got the champions, then you got Natty and Tamina, they won a title shot. You got Raquel and Dakota, they won a title, a rematch, and then you got Lana and Naomi, who deserve a title shot as well.
It should be war games. A four, or it's going to be a fatal four-way. You know, Vince loves a good four-way. But it should be a like Hell in a Cell type something.
Mm-hmm.
Make it good. Don't just make it a regular match.
Right.
But yes, I did see NXT in its entirety, and I was a little irritated at the end. I said, hold up. We're Adam Pearce. What are you doing here? This ain't your show.
Hold on. We're going to get there. Okay. Kayla shows up to interview Jey Uso. They're like in the back of the Thunderdome. And when he starts talking, Daniel Bryan jumps him from behind on his way to the steel cage match. This is the part where Ms. Jade to the Max had to tap out, where Bayley is hosting Ding Dong Hello, where she's doing a sweet tweet segment instead of mean tweets because everybody loves her. She reads a couple of fake tweets, but a real one slipped through that she abandons halfway through reading. She opens the door and heads out upset by whatever it is that she read.
It was probably a mean tweet.
Then we come to our main event, where Daniel Bryan, he defeated Jey Uso by submission with the Yes Lock in their main event cage match to earn a title rematch with Roman at Fastlane. Roman came out and did the Tommaso Ciampa Timothy Thatcher, where he got the chair and sat down right there at ringside trying to intimidate Daniel Bryan. But it did not work, Daniel Bryan, with the submission. They got if they would have had about 8 to 9 more minutes, man, to stretch this out a little bit longer, they really could have had a banger. Still a good match, but it was just short. Roman
main event Jay just it's like clearly he's, you know, a favorite. It's all Roman, because ain't nobody losing this many main event matches and still keep getting main event matches week in and week out.
Again, you get special privileges when you are associated with the champion.
When you associated with the head of the table, I get it. Or the tribal chief, or whatever they call him these days.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Yes. Yes.
I know who wouldn't be losing this much, Jimmy. Naomi ain't having nothing. Ain't no losers up in here.
Roman looks pissed as Bryan celebrates on top of the cage. And that is how this episode of SmackDown ends.
Main event Jay, just he need a new name.
This was a very good character episode for Daniel Bryan. That promo he cut at the very beginning about his ambition was really good. Then the back and forth with Roman following that. Then getting the jump on Jey Uso, showing that, you know, he is changing. He ain't going to just sit back and let things come to him. He's kind of being more the aggressor. So it's kind of the, you know, show-wide story. And, it played out really good. The segment with Binky, of course, was great. The gear was awesome. She had on, like, some white sparkling boots. I love that outfit when she wears those white boots. I like when wrestlers wear white boots for some reason in general, but especially the way that her outfit looked. I really like the white boots. Like when Mandy Rose wears the white boots, I really like that look for some reason. I don't know. I guess it's just an old school classic look.
It gives me vintage wrestling vibes.
Right. Street Profits and Sami Zayn and Corbin. That was fun. So I guess eventually Corbin and Zayn may get on the same page and kind of make it a three-way title situation there for the SmackDown tag team titles.
Are the tag team champions on vacation? Because this is week 2.
I was just about to say, it's been a minute since we saw the champions. They're
not fighting champions at all.
On the show, but who knows what's up with those two. And Dominic Mysterio and them, they were just there. Seth Rollins, great again in his promo, as well as Apollo Crews, two really good promos. And then, you know, Cesaro getting a convincing win. So, you know, strong episode of SmackDown. Very strong.
Because it is the A show. Now, did we expect anything less?
I'm going to clue you in on something that you didn't see, though. Your namesake, Miss Jade Cargill, over on TNT on AEW.
My girl.
Yeah, her and Shaq. They beat Cody and Red Velvet. It was good. It was better than it should have been, than we thought it was going to be, for sure. Because we'd never seen Jade wrestle before, and she actually did pretty good.
She was just talking smack.
Yeah, that was her first.
For the last 2 months.
Yep, that was her first actual in-ring action for AEW, anyway.
Go ahead. I need to go watch this match.
Yes, you do. It was pretty strong. It's a pretty strong effort by those two. And then now we can get into all your grievances with the NXT tag team women's title match that happened this past Wednesday.
First of all, how long has, you know, I'm not calling out any specific wrestlers, but some wrestlers, you know, they've been in WWE too long to have such a limited skill set in the ring. And I'm not talking about Raquel, Dakota, or Shayna. But I'm not naming names. Anywho, I also feel like they're just going to indefinitely have the tag team titles because they don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to build them up as superstars individually. And then Nia is just very polarizing. Yeah. I don't know. And yes, I wanted to see Raquel and Dakota get those titles. And I hope William Regal's announcement next week is not, we're going to have women's tag titles on NXT. For what? There's only like two women's tag teams in NXT. So, yeah. That's my grievance with that. I don't know. I also don't think they just don't know what to do with the women's tag titles, period. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to create true tag teams. I mean, they broke up tag teams and then took those individuals and put them in new tag teams. It made no sense. Speaking of, where's Billie Kay? Is she getting new headshots or something? We haven't seen her this week either.
A lot of people that have been kind of mainstays didn't get a lot of look this week. Like Nakamura wasn't on the show. The Riot Squad wasn't on the show. Billie Kay wasn't on the show. A couple other people that have been kind of recent additions weren't there.
And where is Rhea Ripley?
She's going to be on Raw. She's going to be on Raw.
When?
Probably, if they're smart, after WrestleMania.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's right. Because post-WrestleMania is like the big call-up.
Mm-hmm. And plus, this doesn't make any sense to debut her before it, because who she's going to wrestle? Nobody. You know,
just wrestle Charlotte indefinitely, since they plan to put Charlotte in the main event of WrestleMania every year.
Well, Charlotte better lose to Asuka if she's in there this year.
Don't worry, she won't.
And poor Asuka, man. Shayna Baszler kicked like 3 teeth out of her mouth last week.
Oh, so that was legit.
Oh, yes. That was for real.
See? Shayna and Nia out here hurting people.
Yeah, it looked as bad as like when Cesaro got his teeth knocked out that one time.
See? And people talking about wrestling is fake. Ha!
Yeah, it was.
You're losing teeth.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look at all. So.
Poor Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlotte. And now she'll get her teeth put back in.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka finna tear Shayna up.
Cosmetic surgeries.
Okay, and I'm about to help her. I got the chair.
Yeah, they did a super slow-mo of it, and it looked like it was like a few. It didn't look like it was one. It looked like it was a couple to a few.
I'm going to have to look this up. I mean, I saw the slow-mo, but I'm just like, how many teeth? Which ones? Were they the front ones?
Yeah, that was right in the front. Because when they slow it down, you can see the big gap in Asuka's mouth. It's like, oh.
And they come out. She might have a concussion. Shayna, this is not MMA.
Hey, man, sometimes those live rounds get sent off.
Man, see, I can't be no rest because you knock my teeth out. We fighting for real.
In the back, you're going to be like,
No, I ain't going to wait till we get in the back.
You're going to be like the real Sin Cara?
Okay.
Undefeated in the back? Undefeated in catering?
Oh, I'm not going to wait till we get back to catering. I'm going to do it right then and there. Catch this. Keep them cameras rolling. Was it a shoot or was it a work? You tell me.
Yeah, so that was kind of the catching up for this week. Bobby Lashley, I think you saw, won the title. So, Hurt Business.
Yes, I was very pleased. Hurt Business. Business is booming. Now they need a woman, a black woman, and put the title on her. And yes, MVP has done an amazing job since he came back from, was it last year at the Royal Rumble?
Yep.
He really has. I mean, because you had Cedric was just kind of floundering. Bobby Lashley was just kind of like, all right, I'm here. Now what? Shelton Benjamin was always in catering. Man, they got him together with MVP, or got them together with MVP, and they've been carrying Raw ever since.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad.
MVP looking like Biggie from the Hypnotized video. He ditched the crutch and got him a cane, so he was pimping around in the Biggie pimped out Pimp Daddy Kane instead of having a crutch on the bad knee. Yeah.
I like it. I can dig it. I watched that Bobby Lashley match 3 times. I said, I am so happy. This is great.
Yeah, they get it.
Now put the women's championship on Naomi so she can be in the Hurt Business too.
So you got to get somebody who's a good, bad guy, good heel to be in the Hurt Business.
She is really sweet too. Yeah, Naomi's well, they need to call up. Well, who else?
Mercedes Martinez would be the precise one to do it because she's naturally a heel just off GP. Yeah.
What about Mia Yim? She could leave She can turn on Retribution and go join her business. She smiles too much, though.
Yeah, there you go. I was about to say her personality is that of a babyface, too, like a tough babyface. Like a get revenge on you type baby face. Like you do me dirty. You can do me dirty, but I'm coming back and I'm going to, like they did in NXT with Shayna and her girls when they kept jumping her and then she took them out one by one. And then just left Shayna. Like she works well in that type of role. You got to get some, if you're going to have this woman addition to the Hurt Business, she's got to be naturally a heel. Can't be just like, oh, this is somebody we're going to turn heel because it's not going to work as good as if she just comes in naturally as a heel. But we'll see.
I understand.
We'll see who they adopt. See? He tried to extend that olive branch to Ricochet, but no, he didn't want to listen.
I know. He could have been right there. See, now he out here just floundering, wandering around and catering.
He eating
all the food.
He tried to offer it to Apollo Crews. He was just slow on the uptake, but he finally came around. Just, you know, he had to get a little bit more coaching from Roman and Paul, but he finally came around. Poor Ricochet, man.
That man, he's so talented. He's just just send him man back to NXT.
Yeah, that would probably be the best thing for him at this point. I mean, he's been up here on the main roster. He switched through, or send him to SmackDown where he can just wrestle, and not have to.
Right, because he got some real good stuff happening on SmackDown.
Yeah, and not have to do so much character work because you got to do a lot of character on Raw. You know, you got to have more character than a wrestler on Raw because it's so long. Right. Whereas SmackDown, you know, if you're just a wrestler. That's the show you want to be on.
Yeah. Well, we'll just keep ricocheting our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, we shall. So at this point, Miss J to the Max, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to me for being so awesome. And shout out to all the Rascal Cast crew And that's all I got for right now today.
Thank you, Ms. J to the Max, for joining me once again here on SmackDown Matters. Give a shout out to
you're welcome,
Ms. Simi, who joined me for the NXT cast and also the dark match over on our Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media, where we reviewed AEW Dynamite and that match with Jade Cargill, Shaq, and Cody Rhodes versus Red Velvet and more. Also, check out me and Mo to the underscore Reese as we reviewed this past week's Monday Night Raw, and we got in-depth on the Bobby Lashley win over The Miz. Also, Mr. Anwar Starwin, we had a new episode of Cast of Strong Style where we talked about the Castle Attack shows, the two nights there. So please check out the latest episodes on the WrestleCast here through CSPN.com and through the WrestleCast-CSPN on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all those good things. Shout out to Ms. Didi Jonet. Shout out to Greg and Sam. All the WrestleBays, all the members of the GLOW, Ms. Cammy D, everybody who joins us each and every week for the hashtag SmackDown Matters. Continue to share your commentary with color each and every Friday night by using that hashtag. And so for my co-host, Ms. J to the Max, I'm Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
See y'all.
People don't know this about me, but I don't have a ton of ambition. That's what they say. WWE did these personality tests years ago where they tested a bunch of different superstars on their personalities, and the lady called me in and she said, Daniel Bryan, this is the lowest ambition score I had ever seen. How is it possible that you are successful? I don't know. The only answer I could give her is because I love this. And if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I don't feel like I've ever had to work a day in the last 21 years. So when I rolled to the floor and Edge pointed at the WrestleMania sign and I felt like an absolute failure, it's because I've failed myself. Because I put myself on the back burner, and only then, in that moment, did I realize that I had a lot more ambition than that personality test could ever show. Because as I sat there, I looked up at the WrestleMania sign, and I knew that I should be in the main event of WrestleMania. Not Edge, not Roman, me. And do you know why? Do you know why I got upset that those two men were in the main event of WrestleMania? Is because I love this. And do you know how you can tell that I love this? Because in the last three weeks, I've wrestled more matches than Roman and Edge have in the last 3 months. Between the two of them, they've wrestled 3 matches this year. I come out here every single week and I wrestle every single night that I can because I love what I do. And then I realized that by putting myself on the back burner, I did a disservice to myself because I know what I can be. And what I can be is the absolute best. So tonight, I step in a steel cage with Jey Uso. And if I beat him, I get a chance to go on to face Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship at Fastlane. And that is the only way, by beating Roman Reigns at Fastlane for the Universal Championship, that is the only way I will main event WrestleMania. And this could be my last chance.